If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Well, the time has come. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, February the 26th. We're going to be playing our four sound bites for you, and then we want to hear from you. We need your votes for our four sound bites. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also send us a vote via Twitter @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you listen, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Albert Mohler. We were talking with him about Christian nationalism, and here he is answering the question, how do Christians face the moral decline of our culture?
Well, the one thing we have to recognize that is true of New Testament biblical Christianity is that it embraces hope and never embraces despair. So you look at the civilizational declinists. Frankly, I think many of their arguments are spot on. But Christians can't end up in despair. Despair is what leads to all this confusion. Despair is what leads to violence. Despair is what leads to this horrible resentment that we see. Christians can't ever embrace despair because Jesus Christ is Lord. And so we don't deny the decline, and we fight against it. And I think we understand in a very sober way what the cost of it will be in human flourishing, human happiness, and human freedom. Even human dignity. But at the same time, we simply can't despair. I don't know, Todd, how an unbelieving conservative can handle the situation right now. And I don't just mean right now as in 2021, but frankly, modernity. But the Christian can.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Albert Mohler. How do Christians face the moral decline of our culture? You can vote for that one. Just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via Twitter @issuesetc or email talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Why evangelicals reject the sacraments as means of grace?
And that tendency that we have to say that if something is physical or external to us, it must be the law. It can't be God's grace. If there's some activity that brings God's grace or salvation, it must be works righteousness. And I think this is the major hang-up that a lot of non-Lutherans have with the Lutheran understanding of the sacraments, both baptism and the Lord's Supper. They see people doing stuff. The pastor's up there handing out the bread and the wine. The people are going forward. They're receiving it. They're eating it. They're doing something. And if that doing of something is connected with salvation, they say, no, by grace you're saved through faith, not by works. And that looks an awful lot like a work to me. And if people are thinking that, I just want to suggest, first of all, that we look very carefully at the words of Jesus. He says, take the cup of the New Testament, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. So it's Jesus himself who connects the forgiveness of sins with the taking and the drinking of the cup of the blood of the New Testament. So that Jesus is saying that in receiving this, you're receiving the forgiveness of sins. It's Jesus who connects the promise of the forgiveness of sins to the act of baptism and the washing that happens there. So that the reason why we say that the Lord's Supper forgives sins, that baptism forgives sins, that absolution forgives sins, is because Jesus promised that those things forgive sins.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, why evangelicals reject the sacraments as means of grace. Vote for that one live this Friday, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Carl Truman, talking about church as protest.
Christians, particularly in America, we tend to think of it as a culture war that we're engaged in. I think thinking about the church not so much as an army engaged in war, as a community engaged in protest, might be a helpful way to go about it. Wars tend to be engaged by armies that are using the same collection of weapons. Protest, you can be a protest simply by exhibiting in the way you live your life a very different way to the lives of the people around you. So again, to go back to that point about the church's community, if the church builds itself as a community on very, very different moral frameworks, beliefs, and intuitions to the world around, the church can be an example of protest within the culture as we currently find it.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Carl Truman, the church as protest. You can vote for that one. 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or send us your tweet with your vote at IssuesETC. Get ready to vote, because after soundbite number four, we will take a break. And after that break, we will start taking your votes. Soundbite number four is Dr. Alfonso Espinosa on the proper role of Christian apologetics.
Apologetics is not this thing that clears the road for the gospel. Like, first I need to conduct this project of apologetics. So now finally, thanks to my great apologetics, the Holy Spirit can finally be effective to bring the gospel in. This is ridiculous, this kind of thinking. Instead, we need to understand that apologetics is demonstrating that the proclamation of law and gospel itself is embedded in history. And we are simply using apologetics as a scaffolding to facilitate the greater power of the Word of God itself. So apologetically, we can talk about the fact that Jesus is risen bodily, and that Thomas could touch his wounds and his scars. But look, apologetics, while pointing out this reality, is really facilitating what's really important. Jesus is risen. Jesus is alive. He's conquered death. He's conquered sin. He's conquered the devil. And that is what brings saving faith. So we keep these things in perspective, and we keep apologetics. And I love apologetics. I have a master's in apologetics. But apologetics is not going to lead someone to the gospel. It serves the proclamation of the gospel, which is real and historical.
That soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, the proper role of Christian apologetics. Those are the four soundbites. One from Dr. Albert Mohler, how do Christians face the moral decline of our culture? Two, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, why evangelicals reject the sacraments as means of grace. Three, Dr. Carl Truman, the church's protest. And four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, the proper role of Christian apologetics. It's your turn. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us your vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, and we need your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever.
Superstition is the belief that one event caused an unrelated event. It's often tied up with false beliefs about God and how He works in the world. Is there really such a problem with superstitions? Is there really such a problem with saying, knock on wood or good luck? Explore this and more in the March issue of The Lutheran Witness. We will talk about scientism, superstition, New Age, and so much more. To order your copy, visit cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook. facebook.com/lutheracademy.
Did you know that Lutherans are helping new American immigrants get settled? How about struggling church workers in need of support and refreshment? And we assist at-risk children and provide disaster response to hurricane victims. Through LCMS recognized service organizations, we are doing all this and more. I'm Rahema Kavuga of Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and I don't want you to miss out on hearing what your brothers and sisters in Christ are up to. Visit interesttime.org to see how your support gives life to these works of mercy and love.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Is it hard? Yes. Will it challenge you? Absolutely. Is it a blessing from God for you and those you will serve? Without question.
Dr. Lawrence Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The pastoral ministry is all of these things, and that's why Concordia Theological Seminary exists, to form servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Men from all over the world with a variety of unique backgrounds come to our campus to receive faithful training that will equip them for the challenging but blessed work of serving as pastors in Christ's church.
Learn more about studying for the vocation of pastor at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Christ-centered worship, confessional theology, Lutheran community, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. If you give us a call with your vote, you get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or via Twitter @issuesetc. Soundbite candidates live this Friday afternoon, the 26th of February, are Dr. Albert Mohler with soundbite number one, How Do Christians Face the Moral Decline of Our Culture? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, Why Evangelicals Reject the Sacraments as Means of Grace. Soundbite number three, Dr. Carl Truman, The Church as Protest. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, The Proper Role of Christian Apologetics. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Matt is up first in Leander, Texas. He says, my soundbite this week goes to number two. The blessings given to us from the Lord have been lost on the evangelical world. So much so that most churchgoers don't even consider them. Many are taught, on purpose or not, to view these as symbolism or unnecessary altogether. Ironically, people are taught to doubt their baptism to the point of being baptized over and over again. It's so important to get back to the fundamental truths of Scripture and reject the uncertainty of modern Christianity. Thanks again for your programs, and thanks for your vote, Matt, in Leander, Texas. Chris in Tucson, Arizona says, I'd like to vote for Pastor Wolf Miller, as the evangelical church needs to wake up to the results of the long-term poisoning of it by the Schofield/Darby Arminian decision theology, with cookie and grape juice as opposite of the papist transubstantiation heresy of the sacrament of the altar. The results of it have been seen in less and less attended three church solas and the increased stadium filled pre-trib entertainment, political, and lawless church attendees. Sad. With the inability to grasp the time at hand, the church needs indicting, Pastor Wolf Miller addresses, for the good of all. Thank you very much, Chris, and thanks for listening in Tucson. Joni in Magnolia, Texas says, I vote for Dr. Espinosa. His ability to talk plainly about the gospel being brought in by the Holy Spirit, not having apologetics clear the way, is especially comforting for me. Having been unchurched most of my life, I'm not strong in apologetics, but I can hold God's word in my hands and read the gospel knowing Jesus died and is risen and gave me saving faith. Joni, thanks for listening in Texas. Nick listens in Roswell, Georgia. Nick says, greetings to everyone at Issues, etc. My vote will be for soundbite number one, Dr. Albert Mohler, talking about the moral decline. I had the great pleasure of playing Concordia University Chicago's Wind Symphony under Dr. Richard Fisher, and one of my favorite pieces I played in my time under his direction was James Barnes' Third Symphony, The Tragic. This 40-minute, four-movement work is about the sudden and tragic death of the composer's infant daughter, Natalie. The symphony goes through the composer's grief and despair in the first two movements, his tender sadness in the third, and in the fourth and final, hope expressed with the motif of the old Lutheran hymn, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb. That final movement is in stark contrast with the others in that it expresses the hope of the resurrection in Christ, the assurance that we as Christians have no matter what the world throws at us, be it moral decline or even personal tragedy. The truth is that God loves us and still loves us, his children. Dr. Mohler's words remind me of this musical work, and therefore I'm voting for his soundbite. P.S. I'll be hailing from Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, in the fall. Good for you, Nick, and thanks for voting in Georgia. Liz listens in Lake Forest, California. Liz says, I'd like to vote for Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. His message was very comforting and a great reminder that saving faith comes through the proclamation of the gospel, and therefore we don't have to put undue pressure on ourselves. It's not our skill as an apologist that brings someone to Christ. God's word is powerful, and the Holy Spirit is not waiting for us to complete an apologetic project in order to bring faith. Dr. Espinosa reminds us that our faith has a real historical backing, and sharing this faith can be as simple as proclaiming Christ is risen and has conquered death. Liz, thanks for your vote. David listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Espinosa. First of all, clarifies a common misunderstanding about apologetics by saying that it facilitates the proclamation of the gospel. It's as much the Holy Spirit's work in giving us the words to speak the truth in the public square as the sermon during the divine service is for the baptized. Hardcore evidence, especially of Jesus' resurrection, grounds our trust on the facts and sound reasoning that Scripture plainly shows. David, thank you for your vote. Still plenty of time for your vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Emily listens in Minnesota. She says, my vote is for soundbite number three. What a great picture. To think of the church as a community engaged in protest, a truly peaceful protest, living our lives as God asks us to, being examples and lights to the culture around us, it gives me a sense of purpose and strength to realize it's something I can actually do while the rest of the world reacts or goes crazy. They will know we are Christians by our love. Scott listens in Indiana. All good sound bites as usual. I really respect and appreciated what Alfonso Espinosa and Brian Wolfmiller said, but this week I'm going with number one, Dr. Mohler. When I watch the evening news, I can get discouraged and angry. Reading scripture and attending church with my fellow saints helps me to remember the hope that I have because of Christ's resurrection. Biblical Christianity embraces hope, never despair. Scott, thanks for your vote. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. Steve says, as always, four excellent choices this week. Great bites on how we Christians are to live in this world. But it comes down to what Dr. Espinosa stated when discussing apologetics. Jesus is risen. He's alive. All that we do here on earth is guided by this ultimate truth. It defines who we are as Christians. Therefore, my vote is for soundbite number 4, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa. Thanks for a great week of programming, and thanks for listening. Mark listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, as I re-listen to the 4 excellent soundbites, I come down to 2, and I'd love to vote for both. I'll cast my vote by a nose for Pastor Wolf Miller and his discussion of the sacraments giving us the forgiveness of sins, because Jesus says they do. I wish this were not so unique to Lutherans, especially with other traditions that claim sola scriptura. I also love Dr. Espinosa's prioritization of the gospel and the truth of the proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection, conquering sin, death, and the devil, which apologetics can and should serve but not replace, nor be mistaken for. Mark, thanks for listening in New Mexico. Here is a tweet from Eric in Hamilton, Ohio. Dr. Moeller, the decline of our coffee-er culture because our hope is built on nothing less than Christianity. Because the briefing is awesome and Hamilton water can make it all taste better. Michelle is listening in San Antonio, Texas. What a great lineup of sound bites this week. I like all of them, but I cast my vote for Pastor Wolf Miller. He keeps it simple when he discusses the grace given in the sacraments, that the words of Jesus promise for the forgiveness of sins through those sacraments. Love Pastor Wolf Miller's passion in his teaching and explanations of law and gospel. Have a blessed week, you all, says Michelle, listening there in Texas. According to your votes this week, the winner for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 2. Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, why evangelicals reject the sacraments as means of grace.
And that tendency that we have to say that if something is physical or external to us, it must be the law. It can't be God's grace. If there's some activity that brings God's grace or salvation, it must be works righteousness. And I think this is the major hang-up that a lot of non-Lutherans have with the Lutheran understanding of the sacraments, both baptism and the Lord's Supper. They see people doing stuff. The pastor's up there handing out the bread and the wine. The people are going forward. They're receiving it. They're eating it. They're doing something. And if that doing of something is connected with salvation, they say, no, by grace you're saved through faith, not by works. And that looks an awful lot like a work to me. And if people are thinking that, I just want to suggest, first of all, that we look very carefully at the words of Jesus. He says, take the cup of the New Testament, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. So it's Jesus himself who connects the forgiveness of sins with the taking and the drinking of the cup of the blood of the New Testament. So that Jesus is saying that in receiving this, you're receiving the forgiveness of sins. It's Jesus who connects the promise of the forgiveness of sins to the act of baptism and the washing that happens there. So that the reason why we say that the Lord's Supper forgives sins, that baptism forgives sins, that absolution forgives sins, is because Jesus promised that those things forgive sins.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. It's Soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, why evangelicals reject the sacraments as means of grace. Nick in Georgia, you get the LPR bundle package if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss what I wish my non-Lutheran family members knew about baptism with Pastor Brian Wolf Miller. We'll have Pastor Will Whedon lead us in a teaching on the word judge in the Bible, and we'll talk with Katie Faust about adoption. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Hello, this is Pastor Kevin Golden of Village Lutheran Church in Ladue, Missouri. The saints at Village Lutheran are proud to be part of the Issues Etc. 300, sharing in their Christ-centered, cross-focused proclamation of the gospel. If you find yourself in St. Louis, join us on Sundays at 8:15 and 10:45 for the Divine Service, 9:30 for Bible study and Sunday school, as we receive Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Or visit us on the web at www.villagelutheranchurch.org.